Hi. I'm Edie and I live in Wisconsin with my three frightening teens. We're eating blueberry cereal and Frankenstein cereal, Leia.
Ooh. So scary.
All that sugar.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, hi. I'm Leia and I live in Beijing and it's spooky with pollution.
Oh no.
Stop. Actually, that's not true. The pollution has not been bad at all recently. All is well, but it's very scary.
It's goat. It sounded like a goat. Oh, no. Are you eating those scary sweet potatoes, Leia?
Every day. Okay. Never mind. Oh my gosh. Well, we're happy to have you here on this episode of Invite Your Fears to Tea. And
we're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing our chit chat tips and tricks.
Yes, Dawn dish soap and what went wrong.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics, Leia.
Yes, we will. And, what's the burning topic? Invite your fears to tea.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
Yep. In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Now, Leia, I have a podcast recommendation that I got from my Uncle Paul.
Two Chit Chat Chicks?
No, that's his favorite podcast. Oh my gosh, but, you know, we know about it.
Yes.
It'd be kind of scary if we didn't know about it. What? We have a podcast?
What's the movie? What's that crazy movie where they can't remember anything?
I don't know.
Memory? No, I don't know. Just cut that out.
Well, the name of the podcast is What Went Wrong.
Okay.
And what the hosts do is they go through different movies that many of us have seen before, and they talk about what went wrong with the movie.
They also talk
about, like, if the movie aged well or if it didn't. I can recommend the episodes that they did on The Breakfast Club.
Oh.
Fascinating. Fun. You can find out, like, what a jerk Judd Nelson was.
I think he was, right?
He was.
I believe I knew that already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just listened to the one on Cleopatra, which was just like a dumpster fire.
Oh.
So fascinating.
With Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, right? And their whole relationship was unraveling during that time.
Well, I mean, they were coming back together and Richard Burton was just a dumpster fire.
Yes, yeah.
He was not good. But, and I also listened to, just so many. And I'm kind of listening to them out of order. It doesn't matter. Every episode is good. You will learn something. They make you laugh. And the hosts really research these.
Okay.
So they're very knowledgeable. And I feel like they both have film background.
Okay.
I think there might be maybe three hosts. But I think they're all excellent. There has not been one that I haven't listened to that I have not thoroughly enjoyed. And it's always thrilling to find a new podcast with lots of episodes to listen to.
Right. Well, thanks for putting that in my ear again. I knew about it and I think I've listened to a few. So now I'm on it again. Mm-hmm. Yay. Good. Okay. Well, while you are listening to that podcast, you might be wanting to mix up some Dawn dish soap.
I do.
Well, okay. Well, Dawn dish soap is, I have learned in the last few months, it's just good for everything.
Really?
Yes. Dawn dish soap, according to someone, could cure cancer if we tried hard enough.
Oh, goodness.
So people are devoted to Dawn.
So it's different from the other dish soaps?
Apparently, because it's got a lot more oil content or something in it.
Oh, it does?
I don't know about what that is.
That must be
good. Well, I don't know if it's good for the dishes, but it's good for lots of other things.
Dawn takes grease out of your way.
Right. Yes.
Remember that commercial?
I do.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Of course you have.
I saw it when it came out. Did they have Dawn?
No, they had Windex. But Dawn is actually the Windex of the current times. Because it does everything. Okay. So hard grease? Yes. Dawn. Stain on the carpet? Dawn.
Really?
Yeah. You want white clothes and sheets?
Yeah.
They need a facelift? Add some Dawn to your...
Really?
Yes. cat has fleas, give him a Dawn bath.
Yeah.
Gnats. Okay, how do you like this? This is a good one. I know that summer is over, but throw some Dawn on a plate and consider that situation handled.
I wish I had known this like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We had family friends, a family. Well, we're all friends with everyone in the family. The Lenningtons mm-hmm. came over. And I had bought a whole case of peaches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fruit flies.
The
right?
fruit flies, ooh. Leah, were everywhere. And it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, I bet.
Okay. I could have just put out a dish of Dawn dish soap and right? not been embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was exactly. horrifying. It could have been a horror movie.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm trying to remember who told me this. This is embarrassing, but maybe it was my sister. A toilet got plugged sometime during the summer while I was
how?
Out and about. Shut up. I don't know. I don't even know whose toilet it was. So I don't want to say, Nicole, your toilet was plugged, because it may be somebody else's tip.
Yeah.
But they read about this and it worked. And what they did, whoever they is, was they poured a whole bunch, like half of a thing of Dawn, a container of Dawn into the toilet, and then followed it with the same amount or double the amount of hot water.
Ooh.
Clog, gone, everything
really?
Fixed.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So it'll cure that too. You don't even need a plunger.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So really?
D-A-W-N, Dawn dish soap.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Good tips.
Okay. Very scary.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Halloween is just around the corner. Leah, so before we delve into our real topic of, you know, inviting our fears to tea and looking in the teacup and reading those tea leaves, why don't we do a quick round of what's scary to you?
Oh my gosh, okay.
That's fun.
All right, okay, woo. Okay. Scared. I'm scared just even thinking about this, but all right.
How about I read all the topics to you first, and then you read them to me?
Okay.
No?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, Leah, what is your top scary book?
Oh, well, the one that immediately pops to mind is In Cold Blood
mm-hmm.
by Truman Capote. Ooh.
Why is that book so terrifying?
Well, I mean, it's about a murder, right?
Murders.
Oh, the whole family murdered, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Truman Capote, I think that was the first thing I ever read of his. And I'd heard about him, right? But I didn't, I don't know, like somehow putting those, that the name with that book, I was like, well, what's even going on here?
Yeah.
But I was in Penticton. My ex-husband at the time was doing a locum, and we were staying in like this trailer in the back of a hospital and like cold, cold winter. It was over the winter vacation or something. And I was just miserable. He was in the hospital all the time, and I was just shivering in this trailer reading this book and just becoming more terrified by the minute. It's just a gripping read. Yeah.
Scary. Okay. What is your top scary movie?
Oh, totally. The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No blood, no gore, just pure terror.
Yeah.
What a classic.
Oh, and they talk about The Shining. It has its own episode on what went wrong.
Okay.
I just listened to it.
Good
Very
to
good.
Good to know.
Leah, what is the most scary fashion trend?
Oh, that's a good one. Scrunchies. Oh no,
scrunchies.
I don't like scrunchies in my hair because my hair is already kind of thin and scrawny. So put a scrunchie in there and it just like it takes over my head.
It does.
So feels scary to me at the moment.
Scary.
Anyway,
scary. Very scary scrunchies.
Woo! Yeah.
What's a scary food?
Oh, well, I'm just thinking about, you know, those Halloween parties where you blindfold people and then they're like,
this is eyeballs.
Right, and they're the peeled grapes.
Brains.
This is brains. You're stealing my stereo.
I'm sorry.
What are the brains again? But I can't remember. The noodles, macaroni.
The noodles.
Macaroni are the brains.
Noodles.
What else?
The eyeballs are peeled grapes.
Yes. What else is there, though?
I suppose you could have, like, blood. Guts.
Oh, blood. Guts. Right, yeah, yeah. All kinds of stuff. So there's that.
Shrimp and cocktail sauce. That wouldn't be nice to plunge your hands into.
But you wouldn't know it's shrimp and cocktail sauce. Oatmeal is scary on all levels. I hate it. I despise it more than almost any food on the planet. But it could also be good as, like, that could be something intestinal or, right?
Yeah.
In this game. All right. Oh. Any more? Or is it my turn to ask you?
Now you can ask me.
Okay. Book. What's your favorite or your scariest book experience?
Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, never read. Never read the series.
The Anne Rice series. Ooh, I read all of them.
You loved it, I remember. You wouldn't shut up for years.
Blah, blah, blah. I was so freaked out by that whole series that was back when I worked at coffee shops. I was like thinking different customers were vampires.
Oh my gosh.
What was wrong with me?
And didn't you go to New Orleans? And
no.
You know, I thought you went.
Whenever
to like
people say, you must go to New Orleans, I'm like, no.
No, I don't think so. All right.
I don't think I need to go.
All right. So Interview with the Vampire. What about movie?
Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And again, what went wrong? I listened to this episode, and a fun fact is that Jodie Foster did not speak one word to Anthony Hopkins the entire time they were filming.
Oh, wow. Method actors.
Well, not her, him. Well, maybe she is, but you know.
So she made the choice, or he did?
They just didn't talk.
They didn't like each other?
Mutual. No, not really.
It was
part
of them preparing for the role or being in the role.
They didn't really go into that. They just didn't talk.
Okay. All right. It's weird, but okay.
They talked at the end, and she's just like, oh, wow, you know, you scared me. And he's like, you scared me. They were scaring each other.
I wonder if they're best buds now.
I don't think so.
Okay. What about scary fashion trend?
Oh, easy. The paper bag waist.
What is that?
It's where you have all that extra gather around your waist.
Yeah. All my clothes. And
then with like, then with like a bow.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
the pants.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Oh,
you do
terrible.
Not, yeah.
No, no.
I don't need extra, you know, fabric.
Very scary.
Scrunched around my waist.
We don't need
my
that.
My middle-aged menopausal waist. I don't need that.
How do they call that? A tummy apron.
I don't like that. That's scary.
Gross. That's very scary.
That's scary. That scares me most of all.
It's hateful. It's gross.
Tummy apron?
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Shouldn't have even said it. Shut up, Leia, for even bringing
it up.
No,
not you. Shut up to whoever thought of that.
It's now in the vortex. It's floating out there. We have to invite that to tea. Woo!
The tummy apron. Do you have an apron? Shut up.
Okay. Scary food.
Oh, easy. Tuna fish in a bag.
That is disgusting, right?
Yeah. And I understand. It's simple. You know, I think it goes back to, I was on an airplane once, Leah, because usually I have to leave the room when someone's eating tuna fish in a bag, and I try not to like shame them, but I can't stand the smell or like anything. Mm-hmm. The cat food like texture looking at it.
Yes.
I was sitting next to this person on this plane who I hate. I don't know who they were, but
you just
they were.
Hated them for that moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had the tuna fish in the bag and Ritz crackers, and they were spooning it out of this bag onto the Ritz crackers and then eating them one at a time, like really meditatively eating this.
No.
What kind of like this person had no clue.
Right.
No one wants to smell your disgusting tuna fish.
Agreed. That should not happen on a plane.
Oh, what's your beef? That's my beef. I am worked up.
Eat it in the privacy of your home.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fun game. Yes. My blood pressure is woo.
Maybe we can just end the episode right here, but no.
With apron waists.
Now we're going serious, Edie.
Okay. I was serious about the tuna fish.
I know. Yeah. But now we're diving into the tea leaves now. We're going to read the tea leaves.
Okay.
Now, this quote is...
This quote is from Kim Carr. It's from that deck of the Kim Carr deck. She didn't illustrate them, but she wrote them. And they're darling. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yes. Okay. Well, here's what she writes. Fears aren't fact. Often they're just scary thoughts or feelings. Hence, we're doing it around Halloween.
Yeah. Ooh.
But this is serious.
Okay, we've got to stop with the ghost noises.
Instead of judging your fears, invite them to tea. Offer them a cookie and have a chat. Listen to what they have to say. When we're courageous enough to be with what scares us, we receive powerful wisdom. So here's what Edie and I have decided to do. We've decided to be vulnerable. We discussed this ahead of time just a little bit because we were chatting about what our fears were, and they seem to be
exactly the same.
Basically identical. So we're going to invite them to tea, and we're just
going to have a chit chat.
Have a chit chat and see what happens. We're going to say, here, have a cookie, and talk to us about this. So, so our fears are essentially about the fact that we're not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. We do not see ourselves as good enough. We're fearful of being judged. We're fearful of what else?
Maybe we should do one fear at a time.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. So both of us have the fear that we're not good enough. Like, we're not a good enough mom. We're not a good enough teacher. Because, like, in the society, women are always supposed to do more.
Yeah, yeah.
More. Right, like, the Instagram mom. Or, you know, it's like, oh, good heavens. So no wonder we feel like we're not good enough.
Exactly, exactly. And the thing that I'm often putting into my mind that I want to take away is, or get rid of, is this thought, like, I'm 58 years old, and I say it every year, so I should have done more by now. I should be more successful.
Oh.
I should be more accomplished. More people should know about me. I don't know what. But, you know, like, just, like, I don't want to die being only this.
Oh, that's sad,
right? And in fact...
What do you mean only this? Like a beloved mother, a beloved friend, a beloved partner?
Well, as I'm sitting here with my tea, Edie, in fact, my coffee, but as I'm sitting here thinking about this, I know that, and you're the same, that we've touched many, many lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even through the podcast, right? I mean, we're so accomplished. We're on what episode is this? 140 something? And we're here trying to help people feel good about themselves. And, you know, be inspired. And we're still dealing with that. And I think it's a lifelong pursuit. And I don't think we're alone in saying we're not good enough. But, you know, come on. I think let's just sit back here with our cuppas and realize how many lives we have positively impacted.
Yeah. So we are good enough. Okay. But that's...
that's trite. Yeah, and we're done.
We are good enough.
We are. I mean, it's just somehow internalizing that, right? And that's a lifetime thing. I'm not sure.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I hope by inviting the sphere to tea, it can just, like, you know, go on its
we'll
merry
be done.
Way.
Exactly. By the time I am 59, I will be good enough. By the time I wake up tomorrow. Okay. Well, anyway, it's worth investigating.
Well, another fear, Leia, that I'm inviting to tea is the fear of seeing myself in photos.
And oh my gosh, my fear too. You know, and people will often say, Leia, like, you look so good, your Facebook photos. And it's like, why would I post an ugly Facebook photo? You know,
they're curated.
They are very curated, you know. The angle is from above, I'm wearing heels, my legs look like, my legs are like, no, I'm not going to put myself down.
No, but...
You know, like, I choose the best photos. And I think one of the things I need to start just becoming accustomed to, this is the way I look. This is who I am. You know, I'm not going to get taller than 5'2". And I'm not going to change my general shape.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, related
what
to
what do
that,
we expect to see? Like Jennifer Aniston looking back at us?
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's the photo. I bring in Jennifer Aniston photos to my hairdresser every single time. But yeah, I think also, like, the photo thing, it's body, and it's also for me, my face, like my aging face, you know, how we're changing as we age. I have that fear.
Ugh.
It's related to photos, but just it's also related to looking in the mirror every day and going, oh, okay, this part is droopy and this part is that.
Sometimes I don't even recognize myself. It's like, what? Who is this? What's happening?
I like looking at myself when the lights are dim, you know, and I walk into a bathroom or something and I'm like, ooh, looking good. Like, you know, like I did when I was in my 20s or 30s, and then turn on the lights and it's, whoa, what is happening? But that's sad. That's ridiculous.
Well, Leah, remember that one tip or a trick you had with looking in the mirror and saying, how you doing?
How you doing? Giving myself a high five.
That would go back to that. And send this fear on its merry way.
I know. I know. And just, yes. And I am getting better at that. Not so much with photos. That's one to work on, play with a little bit more. But when I look in the mirror, I have made a conscious decision over maybe even almost the last year to just go, hey, hi.
How you doing? Hey, good looking.
Yeah. And just focus on, you know, the whole of me rather than one piece of me, because that's when I start to disseminate my body and my face. That's when it gets gross. But I mean, my mind gets all messed up. Like, yes. But when I see the whole picture, it's a great picture.
Great picture.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're beauties. But
everyone's a beauty. Beautiful.
I know. And it's so, and this is the thing. I mean, we're so fearful of ourselves and the way we look and the way we want to look. But I'm not walking around judging any other women.
No.
No. You know, I'm just
fantastic.
Right. So do you. Right?
I can't accept that. I can't accept it.
Will not. Well, and my friends at work, many of my friends too, like if I compliment them, they'll immediately counter with, yeah, but, you know, and we have to stop that.
You say thank you and try and internalize it so we don't have to keep inviting this fear to tea.
Yeah, yeah.
The fear of being photographed, you know, which is a little shocking compared, I mean, when you look on our Insta account, Leah, there's tons of pictures of us.
We're adorable.
Of course, some aren't like highly curated.
Yeah, well, they're not super flattering necessarily, but they're really funny.
They're real.
They are real.
Oh, okay. So let's give that one a cookie and send it on its way.
Yeah.
Fear of being judged.
Yeah.
That lessens like as the years go by, but sometimes I feel, well, do I have a fear of being judged? I don't know if I do.
Hmm.
Maybe judged by my photos. I don't even know if that's true anymore.
I think when I do something publicly, like even this, right? I don't want to talk about it with too many people or, you know, I'll wait for the compliments to come to me if they're ever going to come. But I don't like to. I'm really uncomfortable when people are, for example, reading something I've written.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, listening to this podcast. Or,
yeah.
I can't receive the. I see what's wrong. I see the stuff that other people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then And I expect they'll find it too and judge me and mm-hmm. just think, well, what she writes isn't literature or this podcast is juvenile, which it is in the best of ways.
So it's that whole thing Oprah talks about where people are like, who does she think she is?
Yeah. You know, How dare she have a podcast? How dare she publish something and, you know, put herself out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare I call my collages art?
Right.
Because I do get very angry when people are like, refer to my art as crafts.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't arts and crafts? I mean, at one time they were equal. They're meant to be equal in their, you know.
I don't know.
But somehow, for sure, over time, we look at art and we look at craft as two.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The original meaning was
I always thought of arts and crafts as crafts.
Okay.
I always felt like it was different art. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Or
that's just how
say,
I thought
so
of it.
You're so crafty.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
don't call me crafty.
You're talented, right? Yeah. You have an artistic talent.
Well, I like to think so.
Indeed.
But yeah, I don't like being called crafty. That to me is, you know, that's fun. I do crafts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's more like, oh, we're making a wreath.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'm a little fearful of being judged for... Yeah, just things that I put out publicly, I would say. Things that I do publicly.
So, Chris Carr says that we need to listen to what our fears have to say.
Oh.
Our fears are just sad and pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving us messages that our higher selves certainly are not. Right?
And I can't believe we, like, gave them decent cookies. They should have gotten, like, an Oreo.
Should get the cheap cookies, dried out, stale Oreos.
Stale cookies.
Yeah, go away. Go away, fears. We've had tea with you. We've offered you a cookie. And now it's time to leave our house. You are no longer welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Okay, your challenge of the week is to invite your fears to tea and give them some stale cookies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Look them straight in the eye, and then tell them to exit the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to go. But certainly, it's worthwhile examining. You know, pushing things down is of no help whatsoever. So it is good when we address our fears. So thank you for letting us be vulnerable this week and share some of our, you know, our deep-seated fears in this Halloween, upcoming
scary
Halloween
season.
Yes. Okay. So every week we do share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. So if you haven't joined yet, please do. It's a great place to hang out with other listeners, give your opinions, and talk through these challenges with other people.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for our recommendations, links to our blogs, which I am getting more active on these days.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you know, that's okay. It's not
There's
the season.
There's old material.
It's not the season. And the old material is awesome material. So no, our blogs are good. To our three Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Two Chit Chat Chicks, Two Chit Chat Chicks, Prairie Girl Greetings, and Leia Lucian. Okay. And of course, to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
We'd love a review on iTunes or whatever app you're listening on if you want to, because it does help new people find the pod.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's it for today. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.